Well, welcome everybody to Milwaukee Mennonite Church. This is the spring hymn sing, which I think presupposes that there'll be a summer hymn sing and a fall hymn sing and a winter hymn sing or something along those lines. But the joining of our voices is one of the most beautiful reminders of both our individual self and our body, and the fact that we can produce beautiful noise with our bodies, and that we're connected to everyone around us through our voices and the joining together of our voices. Today's worship service is designed by you all, mostly. A lot of requests for songs to be sung. In fact, so many that we couldn't fit them into one worship service. Hopefully we can get through all of these in a little over an hour. There's plenty of songs that if you don't see a song that you requested that's on here, that's going to happen in summer, right? So it's not, I've got it on my computer, it'll come back. So the next time we have a hymn sing, we'll be sure to sing those songs. You might also notice that the songs are mostly in the order that they appear in voices together, which is not an accident. This is a resource, just a real gift and a blessing to have this resource available to us for worship and for singing. The ordering of songs is organized to reflect a worship service, gathering, praising, confessing, telling our stories, praying together, and sending. So we're mostly following that order with a couple exceptions. Our worship service is going to be organized in terms of scripture around the John's first letter, chapter 4, which we'll hear at the beginning, at the end, and then in parts throughout the service. I actually looked up one of the resources that Voices Together has is a scripture allusions index at the back, so you can look up any given scripture to see if there are songs connected to it. And I realized 1 John 4, you could have an entire service of songs just around 1 John 4. God is love, and we also should love each other. So with that in mind, listen to these words. Dear friends, let's love each other, because love is from God, and everyone who loves is born from God and knows God. The person who doesn't love does not know God, because God is love. This is how the love of God is revealed to us. God has sent his only Son into the world so that we can live through him. This is love. It is not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as the sacrifice that deals with our sins. Dear friends, if God loved us this way, we also ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God. If we love each other, God remains in us, and his love is made perfect in us. This is how we know we remain in him, and he remains in us, because he has given us a measure of his Spirit. We have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. If any of us confess that Jesus is God's Son, God remains in us, and we remain in God. We have known and have believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who remain in love remain in God, and God remains in them. This is how love has been perfected in us, so that we can have confidence in the judgment day, because we are exactly the same as God is in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear expects punishment. The person who is afraid has not been made perfect in love. We love because God first loved us. Those who say, "I love God," and hate their brothers or sisters are liars. After all, those who don't love their brothers or sisters whom they have seen can hardly love God, whom they have not seen. This commandment we have from him. Those who claim to love God ought to love their brother and sister also. Let's stand and begin our singing with number 7, Come Let Us All Unite to Sing. I'm not quite sure when it will make sense to stand up or sit down, so if you feel like standing and I haven't had you stand, feel free to do so. Number 43. The song is, the words from number 43 are one of the two versions of the prayer of St. Patrick that show up in this hymnal.
Thank you.
Number 44, we long to know her. This might be a little bit familiar to people who know the tune Star in the East, but what I'm going to suggest that we do is to have the low voices sing the first verse and high voices sing the second verse, and we'll all sing the third verse. If that makes sense, okay?
Number 57. We'll sing the three verses that are there.
We are still to this forever, waiting for your strength. 1 John 4:7 through 10. Dear friends, let's love each other because love is from God. And everyone who loves is born from God and knows God. The person who doesn't love does not know God, because God is love. That is how the love of God is revealed to us. God has sent his only Son into the world so that we can live through him. This is love. It is not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as the sacrifice that deals with our sins.
Number 70, 606, we will stand. Yeah, that's right, 118, different iterations there. What's that? Would people like to stand in parts for this? It's up to you. Connie, can you give me a note?
I mean, I'm more of a pace, but I don't think it's
I don't think there's any altos. There's maybe one alto. Let Connie get over. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures. We go from majestic to more intimate, more a different kind of love here. Ray, am I hearing German out there? Let's do verse 1 in German, and then verse 1 and 2 in English. Gott ist die Liebe, yeah? Gott ist die Liebe, lässt mich erlösen. Gott ist die Liebe, liebt auch mich. Drum sage ich noch einmal, Gott ist die Liebe. Gott ist die Liebe, liebt auch mich. German first.
Gott ist die Liebe, lässt mich erlösen. Gott ist die Liebe, liebt auch mich. Drum sag ich noch einmal, Gott ist die Liebe, Gott ist die Liebe, liebt auch mich. I know God loves me.
Ebenezer. Anybody know what Ebenezer is referring to? And you're not allowed to answer, Norm.
It's a stone.
It was a stone used that it was referenced. And sorry, I did not refresh my memory on this enough. But it was a stone that was put up, and it's kept the Philistines away and allowed the Israelites some strength and let them overcome their enemies for that. So when they're raising my Ebenezer, that's referring to a stone at that part.
Specifically meaning that God helped us to this point.
To that point.
Yeah. And that... So it was a sign that God had been with them.
God had been with them. So it's an Ebenezer stone. Come thou fount. 563.
Come thou fount of every blessing, to my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs about his praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of God's unchanging love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I've come, and I
reading from 1 John 4, verses 11 through 16. Dear friends, if God loved us this way, we also ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God. If we love each other, God remains in us, and his love is made perfect in us. This is how we know we remain in him, and he remains in us, because he has given us a measure of his Spirit. We have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. If any of us confesses that Jesus is God's Son, God remains in us, and we remain in God. We have known and have believed the love that God has for us.
Number 412, My Soul Cries Out. This might be one to remove a reverse, but I like them all, so we're going to sing all four. And I'm going to stand up here. I'm going to stomp on the first
Thank you.
I think you can be seated. See what's next. 600. O thou in whose presence. I think we'll, can we try this a cappella? Okay, we'll try this a cappella. Does that sound right? We want everybody to sing.
We'll do English 1 and 2, verse 1 and 2.
Till in thy joy eternal.
This is 1 John 4:16 through 21. God is love, and those who remain in love remain in God, and God remains in them. This is how love has been perfected in us, so that we can have confidence on the judgment day, because we are exactly the same as God is in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear expects punishment. The person who is afraid has not been made perfect in love. We love because God first loved us. Those who say, "I love God," and hate their brothers or sisters are liars. After all, those who don't love their brothers or sisters whom they have seen can hardly love God whom they have not seen. This commandment we have from him: those who claim to love God ought to love their brother and sister also.
Okay, please stand for the next song, number 760. This is a new song for me, at least, but it's a great song for instruments and for if you want to do a rhythm, you want to like shake a shaker, this is the great time to do it. So come on up and grab a... would it help to just have you guys play it through once, and then we can join in, play the refrain, and then we'll join in on that? Let's try it. So you can just get a feel for it. We're going to move in shortly to a time of sharing our lives and prayers. So before we do that, number 804. There's more love somewhere. There's more hope somewhere. There's more peace somewhere. There's more joy somewhere. We could do that, maybe do it a cappella, if that makes sense. Or do you guys want to jam with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just sing a cappella then. There is more love somewhere.
There is more love somewhere.
So we will sing and pray as one here. We'll sing the song, "As I Went Down to the River to Pray." After each refrain, we'll just pause before we sing the verse, and I will read, remember some of the prayer requests that have been made, and then we'll go into the first verse, and then we'll pause after the refrain again, before we go into the second verse. Follow me, I think we'll get there. As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, children, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, children, let's go down, down to the river to pray. As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down to the river to pray. As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Now we'll have the scripture read for the last time.
Dear friends, let's love each other because love is from God. And everyone who loves is born from God and knows God. The person who doesn't love does not know God, because God is love. This is how the love of God is revealed to us. God has sent his only Son into the world so that we can live through him. This is love. It is not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as the sacrifice that deals with our sins.
Dear friends, if God loved us this way, we also ought to love each other. God remains in us, and his love is made perfect in us. This is how we remain in him, and he remains in us. Because he has given us a measure of his Spirit, we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And if anyone of us confesses that Jesus is God's Son, God remains in us and we remain in God. We have known and we have believed in the love that God has for us.
God is love, and those who remain in love remain in God, and God remains in them. This is how love has been perfected in us, so that we can have confidence on Judgment Day, because we are exactly the same as God is in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear expects punishment. The person who is afraid has not been made perfect in love. We love because God first loved us. Those who say, "I love God," and hate their brothers or sisters are liars. After all, those who don't love their brothers or sisters whom they have seen can hardly love God whom they have not seen. This commandment we have from him. Those who claim to love God ought to love their brother and sister also.
All right, our sending song is Guide My Feet, but with alternate pronouns to reflect our theology. This is Aaron Rothy's doing here. So we'll sing, Guide Our Feet While We Run This Race, Yes, Our Lord. Okay? That's going to be really hard, right? But you can do it. Stand.
Guide our feet.